Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Baseball did it right. Troy Lovello did it right. I have no idea if Rob Manfred took his family hostage to make sure that he did this, but the NL and Major League Baseball got it right. For my money, for the last 2 months since he came up on May 11th, the best pitcher in baseball is going to get to flash his stuff in the first inning against the best the AL has to offer in Arlington. Paul Skenes, the all-star game starter. Unbelievable stuff, and yet it's very real. I am in a very good mood on Friday. I have put the should they have let him go for the no-hitter behind me. That's water under the bridge. This dude is the man. How many times, realistically, in life does something actually live up to expectations? You picture what it would be like in your mind, and then it meets or exceeds those. Your first time, giggity-giggity? Probably not. Right off the bat, Donnie. We're going in on a Friday. You know Pony would say something like that. You know he would.
You have had a very Pony-esque start.
Because I'm in a good mood.
You. Yeah, I don't think that the first time of that lives up to the hype way you're hoping it will.
What do we got in there? Did I knock something loose here? Well, now I have I've managed to knock something loose in here, and I got hissing in my headset. Oh, I might have already started this Friday on a bad note here, banging the table. Now I'm going to try to hit and kick everything in here to try to fix this. Anyway, unless you're Johnny Sins, maybe, and then it was probably different. But no, what really lives up to the advanced billing and the hype? Very few things in life. That's kind of why hype gets the reputation that it does. Usually it's tough for something to actually, whatever you conceptualize it to be in your mind, to actually reach that level. Paul Skenes, as a Pirate, 11 starts into his career, has not just reached, I think, people's expectations, including the team's, he has dramatically exceeded them. I hope people are cognizant of the fact that we are witnessing historic stuff from this guy. You do not have to venture far on Twitter to find people channeling the usual refrains, he'll be gone in this many years, or this, I'm already thinking about when he's wearing another team. No, stop. I'm begging you. For one day, stop. You do have to sit and appreciate right this second, I think, what you are watching. This isn't normal. It's one thing to be really good as a rookie when you have a ton of hype coming in. There are players I could name in this very town who came in as rookies and did very, very, very cool stuff. First shot, first shift, first goal. Mario Lemieux. Sidney Crosby, 102 points as a rookie. I could go on and on. It is something else altogether, in my opinion, to be literally in the conversation for best in your sport right off the jump. That is what Paul Skenes is right now. He's in the conversation as the best pitcher in Major League Baseball, and I think he is the best pitcher in Major League Baseball. And it is very hard to fashion a realistic argument as to why he isn't the best. Can you imagine how, like, now that it's actually happened, can you imagine how absurd it would have been had Torey Lovello named Ronaldo Lopez or Ranger Suarez the All-Star Game starter? Neither one of them throws 100-mile-an-hour gas. I think two different sliders, a curveball, a changeup, a splinker, a split-finger sinker mix that basically no one can touch, as well as one of the better four-seamers, period, in the game. The guy has six or seven pitches, toys with major league hitters, and already has, like, the Greg Maddux-level cerebral approach. Oh, and by the way, is, like, the one person who seems least impressed by his own successes. What he said, did you hear what he said after the game yesterday, Donnie? Skeens, he was basically saying execution is the only reason. Like, people were asking him about, like, how cool it would be to start the All-Star game, and he goes, yeah, it'd be cool, but I really just think about execution because all of this stuff only comes about if I'm executing my pitches. That's what I want, baby! That's a Terminator's mindset. It's Crosby-esque the way he approaches the mental stuff.
Yeah, he has, like, an unrattling nature about him. I texted my dad earlier to let him know that Skeens was going to start the All-Star game Tuesday and maybe he'd be inclined to tune in. And his response was just, I hope he doesn't get rattled. And I said, I don't think it's possible because I don't. He is a rare athlete. Right. I mean, like you mentioned Sidney Crosby, like he's in that conversation. Like he doesn't have the ability to be rattled. We haven't seen it yet.
He's got Crosby's unflappability so far from what I've seen. Although Crosby would mouth off during his rookie season, but that's like sort of part and parcel with hockey because unlike baseball, it's legal and encouraged when you have a superstar teenager to try to knock his teeth out with the butt of your stick, which people did. Darian Hatcher, looking at you right now. He's Crosby mentally and Lemieux physically. That's what the guy is. If you were creating a pitcher in a lab physically, I think you'd probably go with 6'6", 240. Just throws absolute gas. And yet you add on to that the fact that he is clearly setting guys up and is extremely advanced in terms of his approach, and you've got something special. I'm just wondering, I'll throw it wide open. It's a Friday. It's a feel-good Friday, too. We're having fun today. It's going to be, we got Sonny Gray in here. He's already sweating because we've given him an assignment that I think has made him a little bit uneasy. 412-928-9370. I'm curious, just the first thing that went through your mind when you heard that Paul Skeens was going to start the All-Star game for the National League. 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. A personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I did, Donnie, do something here to fix the buzzing in my ear, but I am absolutely the cause of the buzzing too. So this will be it.
You just do the old unplug, plug back in?
I did. I'm fiddling with one of the wires right now under the table. And there's going to have to be a full unplug, but it was definitely me slamming my hand down on the table that did it. So I've already started to break stuff. I had to go on DC radio this morning. I was on a station in Washington, D.C. Now think about this. The Nationals are like on the ultimate fringes of the playoff picture right now. Like they're about a 3-game losing streak from being knocked off that list. I went on DC radio this morning. Now normally you'd think, why would you be on there in the middle of the summer? It wasn't to talk Steelers. They threw like two Russell Wilson and Steelers questions in at the end. It was to literally talk about, did Derek Shelton make the right move taking Paul Skeens out after 7 innings? It was literally a conversation just about how good is this guy. I don't know if people here realize, because sometimes like we talk about Sidney Crosby, oh, he's at the center of the hockey world and everything like that. And then you wonder how much resonance that has outside of this city. Paul Skeens is the biggest story in sports right now. The biggest. Like, he's taking over ESPN, which means he's stealing headlines and managing to do that from Bronny James. Very impressive stuff. He is the biggest story going in professional sports right now. He's easily the biggest story in baseball. And to paraphrase Joe Block, he's yours, Pittsburgh! What a man!
I have to look for it.
No, I won't make you. No, I'm sure we can find it. But, like, we kind of chuckle at stuff like that because it is, I mean, it's a hometown announcer being extremely pumped up about something. Paul Skeens is actually the rare athlete for whom I think the world was expected, and so far he's delivered it and then some. 6-0, 190 ERA. It is very rare to watch him pitch and think anything other than this guy is in total control. If you were going to nitpick him, you'd say what? He's given up 7 home runs? he hasn't gone eight innings in a ball game because the pitch count ends up around 100 after six or seven innings. Okay. For those six or seven innings, he's usually untouchable. Shouldn't escape anyone's minds. Like, forget about Paul Skenes, the individual, and all the individual accolades for one second. Think about the house of horrors that Miller Park is most years for the Pirates. Think about the baggage that they drag in there every single time they play. This team used to big brother us. Prince Fielder used to do the bowling pin celebration. Ryan Braun would hit home runs. Anything that could go wrong would go wrong. You beat them by 10 runs to start the series. You have a feel-good game with Quinn Priester. You get an absolute mud hole stomped in you in the second game, wiping out all the goodwill. And you need this third game of the series yesterday to get a series win and feel good heading into this White Sox series. You give the guy one run of support. One. And in the seventh inning, no less. And he makes it stand up against the best team in the division, one of the five or six best teams in all of baseball, and does so by retiring the last 16 batters in order. And like his manager saying he's tiring, they're swinging at pitches that they think are hittable and they can't do anything with them. The last pitch of that game for him came off the bat at like, what, 35 miles an hour? They're hitting stuff that little leaguers could go out there and field. Yes, Donnie?
What a man!
Wow.
Paul Skenes! You gotta love it, Pittsburgh! He's yours! He's yours! And the Bucks are up 8-0, seventh coming up.
How can you argue with it? Paul Skenes making history. He is starting the All-Star game as a rookie pitcher. There are very few guys to have held that distinction. Here's how rare it is. It hasn't happened in 29 years. I will tell you, coming up next, who Paul Skenes is supplanting as the most recent rookie starting pitcher in an All-Star game. But this one's a broad-based thought. Pirates get the White Sox three games before the All-Star break. And then their guy, who barely a year ago, I think 367 days ago or something like that, was the number one overall pick in the Major League Baseball Rule 4 draft. Their guy is starting the All-Star game because he's probably the best pitcher in the entire sport. What do you make of it? Just what's going through your mind as a Pirates fan who has probably been disappointed many times by big high draft picks to see somebody deliver the goods and then some?
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.